Good morning, Sunrisers. This is Jocelyn Kopack, your host of the Daily Tea Time podcast, where I come to you and talk to you about my daily thoughts and how I'm motivating and inspiring myself over my cup of coffee, or in reality, my cup of tea. All right, so thank you all for tuning in today. I am so glad to have you all here back at the Tea Time podcast. Today we have a very special guest. Her name is Anna, and she's with the Resident Writer, and her company really works with other companies to help make sure that their website copy is all up to date and ready for you to make some sales and get some graphics. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce Anna, and she's going to introduce herself to you guys. Take it away.
Okay. Hi, guys. My name is Anna Henke. I'm known, as Jocelyn said, online and in business as the Resident Writer. And what I do is I help, I usually work with women. I help female entrepreneurs really captivate their ideal audience's attention with copy that really speaks to them on a personal level, and then convert sales, mostly through their websites. I have done social media as well, so I have kind of a breadth of experience. I have been doing copywriting for almost 7 years now, so I've been doing it for a long time. I just got into my own business this year, though, so I've been doing it. I did it corporately for about 6 years, and then I've been doing it on my own for almost a year now. So that's a little bit of my history and what I do. And I help people really, again, speak to their core audience is my main thing, and then convert that audience, convert browsers into buyers is a saying that I have.
So that is so important. I know a lot of people like throw up a website or they do it themselves, and it's not really made to convert people. It's just there. And it doesn't even build credibility when somebody goes to it. So it's a lot harder to convert those people into buying audience members. I know that I've actually used Anna on my own website, and she was a huge help on making sure that I'm converting those that actually browse. So that's really cool, because sending traffic is great, but converting those people is even more important. So how did you actually get started in your business? I know you said you were in corporate for a while. How did you make that switch? What made you make that switch?
Well, it's kind of an interesting story. So when I was in corporate, I was actually in book publishing. Okay. So I was doing copywriting in book publishing. And I started doing back covers for books, and I did advertising. I was the only copywriter for two divisions of our publishing house. So I did
a lot of work.
All of our marketing copy and back covers. So that's a lot of work. So when I started my own business, I really wanted to see what I could do with that knowledge that I had gained. So I was actually a copywriter and marketing specialist at that company. I had two titles. So I wanted to take that knowledge and really, it had been my dream to start my business for a long time. And I had some personal situations. I had some health problems, and I was like, I really want to see what I can do and see if I can make this a business where I can work on my own time and really, you know, fulfill some dreams of mine to work on my own, use my own hours, see what I can do on my own. So I took that, and I originally started working primarily with authors, doing that cover copy. And that's how I got started. And then I kind of started working with a business coach, and I realized that a lot of that business development and helping people convert sales was really kind of a developing passion of mine. And then after I worked with that business coach, she actually hired me to be part of her team.
That is definitely an authority builder there.
Yeah. She thought, she was a very prominent businesswoman, and she thought that I had the skills to be her copywriter. So I became her copywriter. And then from that, I realized that my passion was really helping female entrepreneurs gain the audience and achieve their dreams to become, you know, successful entrepreneurs. And that's when I really took a turn in my business to working with female entrepreneurs. And that's where I really thrive and where I am now and what I really love doing.
Yeah, those business pivots that, I mean, we all have to make are so, so very important. Because they lead us to what we're really, really good at and to our passion, which I think is extremely exciting.
yeah.
Being such a creative person and working, obviously, with female entrepreneurs, where do you usually get your best ideas from? Like, I know people talk about shower thoughts, and I, you know, this podcast is over my morning cup of coffee, usually. So that's where I get my ideas. But, I mean, where do you usually get your best?
You know, I get inspiration from everywhere. I am a daydreamer. I get a lot of inspiration just when I'm daydreaming about things. I'll just have a thought and think, how can I do this? Or even when I'm scrolling through Instagram, I might see something and think, oh, like this, but then I would do this with it. And then I would change it and I would do this and it becomes something totally different.
Yes.
You know, or if I'm working for a client, say, like I just worked with a floral designer. Okay. And I would scrolling through something on Instagram and there was an example of like, this is a real example. I was scrolling through and I saw on a brand, a branding coach's Instagram, feed, they did a brand board, like mood board.
Okay.
And I thought, well, wouldn't that be cool for this floral designer to do a mood board for, cause they do not only floral design, but styling for the wedding. Wouldn't that be cool if they did a mood board for their styling for and put it on their Instagram as another like piece of content for their Instagram. So I shared that with them and they love the idea. So, you know, so I'm, you know, so I work with my clients in different ways, you know, to just kind of doing copywriting, but also like I'm working with this client a little bit on her social media. So, you know, I do that. I get ideas from everywhere and I just love it. It's so much fun.
Take them. No, I do the same thing. I mean, I will literally set my Facebook feed to only ads and I will scroll through people's ads just to see what their copy is and what they came up with and how creative they got. Just my personal entertainment, one, and then two, I'm like, oh, that's a great idea. I should use that again, but I'm going to tweak it to use it on a client in this way, showcase what they do. So I completely agree with that. I think that's super, super fun. Scrolling through the people's creativity, and like, hey, how come I never thought this? I do that all the time, and I just, it complete, you know, worldview, you know, mind blown kind of shift. So, with that, I know we all have our pet peeves, especially in the creative industry, where people are buying literally us and our brains and how good we are at what we're selling. So I guess, what is your least favorite, like, content industry copy, like, question that you get or topic that people cover or, like, industry standard? I guess there's probably a lot there, but, what is your least favorite when people bring it up and you're like, no.
For me, it's probably that sales pages should be really short.
Yeah.
Because that's a common misconception.
Yeah.
And I completely think the opposite of that.
Yeah.
My sales pages that I have for myself and that I do for other people are long. They give lots of detail. They don't necessarily give lots of pricing information, but there's a little bit of an about me section in case people don't shift over to the about me section on your website. There's a little bit of why you do what you do. There's a little bit of, you know, the deliverables that you get, what exactly you get with what you do. And then there's most importantly, the transformation story that you get, like, where do you start and where do you end up and what's the true value of buying that product or getting that service or things like that. Transformation story is really like the most powerful thing for me on a sales page. And that's where I really emphasize my efforts.
Definitely. The social proof of like what I do actually works. And actually I've never even thought of that where, you know, on your sales page, you put a little bit about yourself or your company, depending on how you're branding yourself. Mm-hmm. So that they don't necessarily have to shift over to the about page to really get a good feel of that. That's a great idea.
I think that's a really important piece that most people forget, but I always include, just even if it's a small paragraph, I always include a little bit of that because I believe in connecting personally with your audience. And even if it's just the story of how you got started with this particular product or service, I believe that that's very relevant. And people want to hear those stories of why you're interested in this, why you're offering this, you know?
Well, yeah, the age old saying goes, people buy people, not people buy products. So
Exactly.
I totally agree with that. And that I could see how that is a pet peeve. And I mean, me being in the digital marketing realm, if you can get to it short and quick, that's how I like to do it. But
that's great for social media. It's not always great for websites.
Exactly. So I know I've fallen into the trap as well. That's a great tip. So I guess last question is my favorite question every single time I have a guest on, and just because I have my own. But what is your favorite word?
Oh, this is such a hard one for me because I'm a writer.
I thought of that as I was like, I don't know if I should ask this question, but I ask everyone, so I'm going to.
You know, I don't even know if I have a good answer for this. I would say, I don't have a good answer for this. I'm just gonna have to pull something out. Yes. I would say, it's a simple one, but I would say purpose. Make sure that everything you do has a purpose, and you know, not purpose, intention.
Intention. I like it. A little bit more
intention. Okay. All right. It's a little bit more complex. It's a little bit better. It's still not very unique, but it's a little bit better. Because I think that intention is so important with everything that you do, and it's so important with everything that I do, and it's something that I really believe in. So
I completely agree. I love it. Well, thank you so much for hopping on and talking with me and obviously my audience today. It was really, really great to get to know you. For everyone that is listening, her information will be in the description, so feel free to find her on Instagram and Facebook, and maybe even shoot her an email if you've got questions on your website and how to really up-level that copy and convert some sales. Maybe just which is what everybody
wants.
So thank you so much for hopping on, and I hope that you have a good rest of the day, and everybody else that's listening, feel free to reach out to her, and if not, kick butt and go have a great day.